This is TWiT.
We're looking at a very beautiful set of displays and widgets, and you're running an SQL query at in the top window, and it's graphically being represented as a join in the middle window. And we're looking at the result of the query down at the bottom. So you must have built in an SQL parser. Are you parsing SQL with SQL?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We represent the the SQL grammar. We use a slightly simplified SQL grammar. And under the hood, there's this whole grammar pipeline where the EBNF of the SQL grammar is represented as tables in the database. And then you can read and write to those tables. And like you can do a two string to get the query out. And you can do a data manipulation to make changes to that query, very granular changes. And so when you use that interface, it is going into this table that mirrors the EBNF of our SQL grammar and making tiny little data updates. So it's actually really simple to program this thing. And it's a general purpose pipeline that allows us to do this. We can import an EBNF and then automatically generate all these tables and then, get a visualization of it and very trivially build user interfaces to it that are bidirectional so that when you change the UI, it changes the tables and then the string changes. And when you change the string, it changes the tables and then the interface changes. It's bidirectional, which as far as I know is not super common. But like datafying the grammar of SQL itself is what allowed us to do this.
And we're also looking for those, again, who are on audio, you're missing out. You really need to look at the video on this thing or just go to his website because this demo video is there. We're also looking at a very beautiful, rich UI. Did you build that from scratch too?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Tell me more about that. What is that?
That's the database represented as a sphere or as great circles on a sphere. So, so every single table is like the underlying structure of a database schema is graph-like in that every single table can foreign key to every single other table in the entire schema. And right. Graphs, like one of our inventions was that graphs can be represented as spheres rather than usually you see the points and lines that connect all the nodes and edges. Representing it as a sphere allows it to be continue to get denser. This is kind of nerdy, but like the properties of a great circle is that every great circle on a sphere crosses every single other great circle exactly mm-hmm. twice, once on each side, no matter what direction you look at it from. And so we can represent a graph as a sphere, and it's marginally useful. But it's really pretty fun to mess with, you know.